You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
We are here today with Dr. Anthony Lowen, General Surgeon. Dr. Lowen, it's great to have you back on the Well One Connection on air.
Yep, it's always great to be on the show.
So March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. So can you tell us a little bit about colorectal cancer? A lot of people hear that as colon cancer. We hear that 1 in 24 people will be affected by that in their lifetime. So can you tell us just a brief overview of what colon cancer is?
Colon cancer is a cancer of the large intestine, either the more proximal large bowel, which is the colon, or the lower part of the large intestine called the rectum. And it does, you're correct, it does affect about 1 in 24 Americans, or the rest of the world. Colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the United States, and the second or third highest cause of cancer death in the United States. So it's kind of a big deal in the United States.
When we hear that it's so prevalent here, how do we know? What are some signs and symptoms? Would I know if I might have something that would indicate colon cancer? What would I be experiencing?
Yep, and that's actually the scary part. With colon cancer and pre-cancer, like colon polyps, those signs and symptoms don't really present themselves until later stages. Things like constipation, not really being able to go to the bathroom, blood in your stools are really thin. Those all are concerning, alarming symptoms that things need to be checked out.
And so when you talk about getting checked out, what does that entail? There are screenings to detect some of these things.
Certainly, if you have those symptoms, you need to be checked out, typically with a colonoscopy, some blood work by your primary care provider to see if there's anything, you know, contributing to those that might steer things away from colon cancer. But the biggest thing about getting quote-unquote checked out is to have regular screenings to catch colon cancer before it even hits those later stages, before you even have those symptoms. And we call that screening for colon cancer. There's a couple different ways, but the best way, we call it the gold standard, is to get a colonoscopy. For people who don't necessarily know what a colonoscopy is, it's a camera and a light on the end of a long, flexible scope. It's a procedure done at the hospital under sedation. The camera goes up through your bottom all the way around and looks at the inner lining of the colon. We can easily detect colon cancer or pre-cancer and address those appropriately to the point where you might not ever develop cancer, or if you did, that can take care of it right then and there.
Okay, and so when you talk about these regular screenings, what is the recommendation there? What age should someone start to get these screenings?
The number used to be 50 years old, but what we've discovered over the last decade is that colon cancer is becoming more prevalent in younger and younger individuals, so much so that the screening guidelines have changed. Starting at the age of 45 is when you should get your regular first screening, typically with a colonoscopy. Now, there are some other high-risk people that need to be screened earlier.
So what would be some of the risks that would cause someone to need to get that screening earlier in their lifetime?
High-risk patients are people that have a personal history of colon cancer or colon polyps, first-degree family members, such as mother, father, brother, sister, one of their children, that have colon cancer, and if they have more than one second-degree relative. So basically, if you have a family history or a personal history of colon cancer or even advanced colon polyps, those people typically need to be screened even earlier than 45, depending on their family members.
So when we say 45, and maybe we're high risk, or maybe I'm someone who's not high risk, what are the guidelines for how often I need to have that done?
It all depends on what you find. If you're an average risk individual and you have your first colonoscopy at the age of 45, you are good for 10 years as long as you don't develop any weird symptoms, which most people don't. Patients that are patients get their first colonoscopy at the age of 45, and there's a few polyps that are found that are slow-growing, precancerous polyps. That can alter the course. There's a lot of studies and data that have gone into how often patients should be screened. Typically, we take the number, the size, and the type of polyps that are found and kind of plug them into a flow sheet, and at the end, it spits out a number of when your next recommended colonoscopy should be. Sometimes it's 5 years, sometimes it can be as short as 1 year, but most of those short-term follow-ups are pretty uncommon.
Okay, so maybe I'm someone who has gone in and I'm clear, I'm 45, I don't have to do it again for 10 years. That's a welcome thing. You know, we hear people saying, oh, I gotta get a colonoscopy. But it's easier these days, right? I mean, can you explain to us a little bit of the process? You explained us how surgically that process works, but if you were explaining to me as a patient the process that I'm going to have to go to pre and post colonoscopy, can you just run us through that a little bit?
The actual procedure of a colonoscopy is very well tolerated. Patients get an IV, they get a little, we call it happy medicine for the layman's terms, and they drift off to sleep. We do the colonoscopy. Sometimes patients are in a twilight zone, but the actual procedure is very well tolerated. The day before your colonoscopy is the infamous bowel prep or the bowel cleanse day. Because we look for polyps that are even 2 or 3 millimeters in size, we need to have that colon really clean just to be able to find and remove those polyps. There's a couple different strategies, different types of bowel preps, but almost all of them require no solid foods the day before, and you have to drink at least probably about a half a gallon of a mixture just to flush out that colon and get it all nice and clean. Certainly there's more instructions depending on what type of a prep your endoscopist recommends, but that's kind of the worst part. After your colonoscopy, you pretty much wake up and feel a little bit groggy, a little bit tired, maybe take a little bit of a nap when you get home, but by the time you wake up, everything's pretty much back to normal.
So when we talk about early detection, we want to find this early. Screening is the best way to do this. Can finding this type of cancer early save a person? Is there a difference between finding it early and then maybe finding it 10 years later?
Absolutely. Colon cancer is one of the cancers that the earlier we find it, the better the outcomes. Early stage 1 disease, 5-year survival is in the high 90s. Stage 3 or stage 4 disease, it can get as low as 65% at 5 years. Colon cancer is also one of those cancers that if it's found and it's contained within the colon, it can be simply removed either endoscopically or with a surgery. If it has not spread to the lymph nodes locally, most patients don't even need to have chemotherapy after. The surgery or endoscopy fix the problem. But once it's spread outside of the colon to the lymph nodes, those patients do see a benefit with chemotherapy. So certainly the prevalence of colon cancer in the United States and the fact that the earlier you find it leads to such better outcomes is why we recommend all people in the United States should start that screening at the age of 45. It's just very important.
And so the screenings that we're starting at age 45 are very important to do. Are there other things that we can do to prevent colon cancer? Are there lifestyle habits? Are there things that we can do in our everyday lives that will help us potentially prevent some of that occurrence of getting that cancer?
We call those modifiable risk factors. Things that you can change in your daily life to help improve or reduce your risk of developing colon polyps or colon cancer. There's not a lot of great data, but the data suggests that being more active, keeping your weight down, avoiding things like smoking, avoiding excessive alcohol consumption. There's some data that suggests avoiding smoked meats or too much meat in general. Those types of things can reduce your risk. So it's sometimes hard for us to do those things, but certainly those are the things that you can do to reduce your risk.
Okay, and so when you talk about that it's not necessarily proven, but what is proven is that screening and getting that done.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
That's That is absolutely clear. I mean, some of the data is a little bit wishy-washy on like the dietary things, but absolutely getting a colonoscopy has been proven to save lives.
Okay, what better month to schedule that than March, Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month? You do those colonoscopies right here in town.
Absolutely, yep.
Okay. If we wanted to make an appointment, do I have to see my primary care provider first? Can I call you as the general surgeon in town that would do that first? How do I go about that?
Yep. Either or, colorectal cancer is widely known amongst your primary care providers. And certainly just ask them at your next appointment or call your PCP and say, hey, am I supposed to have a colonoscopy yet? Or you can call my clinic. It's the New Life Clinic. The phone number is 605-352-2117. Either or, really. It's just so important. We can take care of you either way.
Well, we so appreciate you being here and sharing much of your knowledge here on one aspect of what you do every day and helping us to be prepared and prevent colorectal cancer.
You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at HuronRegional.org.